Welcome to episode 5 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. So, it's been another busy week out and about, culminating in a couple of trips to London, not for photography assignments, but to visit a number of expos being staged at the Excel Centre. In all, I took in 3 shows, the London Boat Show, the London Bike Show, and the Outdoors Show. And it's a couple of interviews recorded live at the Outdoors Show which form the basis of today's episode. I'll be catching up with 2 companies, Mule Bar, producers of 100% natural energy bars, and Aquapack, who existing listeners will no doubt be familiar with. Now, okay, you might be wondering just how food products fit in with a photography podcast, but remember, the Active Photographer covers all aspects of my life as a working photographer, not just the technical and photographic side of things. The fact is, when I'm out on the road or on location, I still have to think about keeping my energy up, even when deadlines are tight and I'm rushing from place to place. There's not always time to stop and eat sandwiches or full-on meals, so healthy snack bars are a great stopgap for me. But first, how do you go about promoting yourself? Printed directories, industry websites, posters in high street shops. I've tried them all in the past, but nothing beats face-to-face conversation, which in turn allows you to hand over a business card as instant promotion. Now, I recently got a new batch of my business cards produced, specifically with these shows in mind, and having collected them en route, I thought I'd drop a few thoughts onto the audio recorder about not just the cards themselves, but the service I received too. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, Episode 5. It's the Thursday before the Monday that The Active Photographer goes out, and I'm in London. I'm here to see a number of trade shows, specifically, I say trade shows, expos. Today I'm going to the London Boat Show, and then tomorrow I will be going to the Outdoors Show and also the London Bike Show. But the reason I wanted to record a few thoughts today is just to give a shout out to a company who have just pulled through and created not only a great product but also done a wonderful job for me, done a fantastic service beyond what you would expect them to do. A bit of background, I needed some new business cards which are more geared towards an area of work that I am pushing towards more this year. I have my commercial work, which is the corporate sort of work, the marketing material, working with companies, producing imagery that promotes them, their services, their staff, all that sort of thing. But I also want to be pushing more into the outdoor market, which I've already established to a certain degree, but this is the year that I want to push it. Now, for that reason, I wanted some new business cards, something that reflects that market a bit better. So rather than having a selection of images on my business cards which showed corporate portraiture, it stands to reason that I would want something that's maybe people on mountain bikes or forest scenes or something like that. So I put in a pretty last minute order with this company, moo.com. There'll be a link in the show notes. And thinking that there was plenty of time and it would have come through the order just fine, just went with the standard delivery. Now, after I'd put in the order, a day or so later, my plans changed, which meant that I needed to get those cards extra quick. And you can always have an express delivery, which costs considerably more, but I obviously didn't go for that because I didn't think it was required. Long story cut short, these guys have made an exception and said that I could collect my cards in person. They're also going to express delivery it anyway, but I said, look, I'm in London, I'll pick them up by hand. So I've just walked from the underground to their offices, collected them, and as I knew they would be, they are fantastic. The quality of the cards, the colour, the quality of the paper, it's an all-round great service. I mean, it's one thing to have a great product, we all know that, but if the service backs it up, that is what makes a difference. You guys have probably had the same thing as I have. You see a product, it's really good, but the service is completely subpar. It's just enough to put you off spending your money. So you walk away in spite of the fact that the product is fantastic. These guys, all round fantastic. So I'm just on my way to the boat show. Some of these cards may be used, handed out when I talk to people today. It's more of a, not exactly a, yeah, it's more of a social visit today. But of course, I'm always looking to see what opportunities might be there. Because the boat show is being staged at the London Excel Centre, it's in the same exhibition space as the London Bike Show and the Outdoors Show. So what I'm planning is having a bit of a recce today, having a look around, see what's there. And then if there's something that I think, well, yeah, I'd like to talk to them and sort of make further inroads into these companies or these people, then I can always go back tomorrow because I'm here for the other shows. But I am a heck of a lot happier today knowing that I've got in my hand a box of cards. So just a little shout out to Moo. Thanks, guys. You've done a great job. And I will be putting a link in the show notes. Please do take a moment to check out Moo's website, and if you like what you see, let them and me know. Time now to head off to the Outdoors Show. First up, I'm talking to Matt Willis over at the Mule Bar stand. Okay, so I'm on the Mule Bar stand with Matt Willis, who's looking at me in the most peculiar way, because this is not at all a natural position to be in. And why am I on a food stall at the Outdoors Show? Well, as a photographer, as I was just saying to Matt, I don't always have a chance to stop and have big lunches. It's not all glitz and glam and sort of paid meals. These guys, from what I can see, produce really good products that are 100% natural, good energy releasing bars. So Matt, just tell me a bit about your products and what you do.
Well, we're a British based sports energy bar business. We were made in Sunderland, so fully made in the UK. We try to source ingredients locally, although a lot of the fruits come from fair trade projects in Pakistan, Afghanistan, especially the apples and the apricots. We've been going since about 2002. In fact, the guy behind us is one of the co-founders, a guy called Jimmy.
Yeah.
And the idea of the business was really found in Argentina when the guys were climbing a mountain.
Yeah.
Had some pretty bad food to eat.
Decided, imagine.
Exactly. They got stuck in a snow hole and sort of survived on soup and things. So decided to come back to the UK and start up a British-based energy bar firm.
So obviously on the packaging itself, it's talking about fair trade and 100%
exactly,
natural.
Yeah.
Those are all terms that are kind of bandied around.
They are bandied around a lot, and especially organic and fair trade is quite a buzz thing. Although it has seemed to sort of slipped off the radar a little bit, but we find with the fair trade ingredients, A, they taste fantastic. B, it's giving farmers a good chance.
Yeah, absolutely.
So our factory specializes in sourcing the fair trade bits and bobs. With the organic, the bars that aren't organic are around 90%, but they're still uncertified, that we're working on doing.
Okay.
So the bars started off with four in the range, and they've gradually increased to the range of seven we've got now. We also do a range of natural gels, and we do protein recovery bars as well.
Now, for my purposes, when I'm out in the outdoors, or if I'm just traveling sort of 3-hour journey back, you know, across country, whatever it might be, as we say, you don't want to shovel crisps and chocolate down your throat.
Absolutely, yep.
How, obviously we're talking about slow release energy, and again, why is a photographer talking on his podcast about slow release energy? I happen to be interested in nutrition. Anyone that knows me knows that I love my food.
Sure.
Just tell me a bit about how you've come to produce the products that you can, and you know what goes into it when you talk about, you know, you've got a sign in front here with Tour of Britain, cycling and athletes. They're obviously looking at prime nutrition. So how do you get the balance between top range athletes and the likes of Joe Bloggs like
me in
the high
street? Very good question. Very good question.
Who just wants good nutrition?
Well, basically, the guy that is properly in charge of the nutrition, who is a nutritionist, a guy called Matt Lovell, he put together the bars to cater for the top rate athletes. He's a performance coach for the England rugby team, and just recently signed to Tottenham Hotspurs to do their coaching, nutritional coaching. So he told us what basically to put in, but the guys Jimmy and Alex and I, we're all big food people, so we know what we like to taste.
Yeah.
We've tasted a lot of other bars that really don't come up to par. So the ingredients are in there are ones that we feel we'd like to eat, not just when we're doing sport, but day to day.
And I was talking to Ian, your colleague earlier, saying that, you know, everyone talks about trail mix, and of course in the States it's a big
trail
thing.
Mix, yeah.
People seem to think, and you know, drop names, Power Bar and Trail Mix. We've all tried both. Now, we'll leave Power Bar out of this for the moment. We're not going to publicise them. But Trail Mix, I've done my own, made my own.
Of course.
A couple of days it goes soggy or it doesn't do what. Do you get people approaching you, presumably saying, I would love to see these ingredients or this flavouring?
We do, all the time, actually, and so many people, because we've got such a varied range, always have an opinion on the bars, you know, because the ingredients on the back of the wrapper are perfectly, you can buy them from a shop, so you could really make your own, but it's just the expertise that goes into them to enable them to last for a year.
And of course you guys know what you're doing. You're not doing a batch, tasting it or getting your mum to taste
it and
all the rest of it.
So actually the bars, because even though they don't have a preservative in, we taste them regularly in the office up to 3 or 4 years old.
Okay.
And they're all absolutely fine. We've never had an issue. So it just shows, use quality ingredients, you know.
Absolutely.
You're going to get
absolutely
quality.
Yeah. And I mean, something that I picked up on today is your packaging.
Now, yes.
I'm always looking at brand. I'm
always looking
at point of sale.
Well, you can see that we're kind of in a replica box here with the cardboard.
Yeah.
So we're very lucky in our graphic designer, who is a guy called Damien, and he and Jimmy basically are the brand people for the business. They knock heads together, come up with really funky looking designs, especially the summer pudding, the banner.
Yeah.
It's very striking, and because of the Tour of Britain, basically if you see that blue and red, that's their logo. Mm. So we used that, and we used the summer pudding with bright colours. Mm. But yeah, I mean, so many people love the branding. It's so clear and so positive.
And I've got to say, a show like this, it's probably not the busiest day today, being it's the Friday you're expecting, obviously the weekend, but I've gone past your stand a number of times, had a check. It's never been empty.
I know.
It, maybe you're giving away free food, maybe that's the thing. But,
it is,
you know,
it is.
But as I say, it's maybe an unusual thing for a photographer to be talking about food and what have you, but this podcast is all about that, everything that goes into being an active working professional.
Fantastic.
Whether it's a photographer or whether it's an athlete. So I'm going to be doing some, I'm going to call them reviews. I'm going to be stuffing myself with your lovely products.
Good man.
I'll be writing up about it on the blog. There'll be links in the show notes to your products, to your website. And so if anyone's got any questions, they can always get in touch either with you, as say there'll be links there.
Absolutely.
With me directly. And I urge anyone to try them because they are rather delicious.
Thank you very much.
So thanks very much for your
pleasure.
Time.
Thanks very much for your
time. We'll catch up again soon.
Great. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you.
My second chat is with Andy McCauley, who I caught up with over on the Aquapack stand. Following on from last week's behind-the-scenes commentary of my video review, I thought it would be a good idea to give you guys some more information about the other bags and cases that Aquapack produce specifically with photographers in mind. And of course, what better way than to speak to them directly on their stand at the show? I've come over to the Aquapack stand, and you guys listening to this probably will have seen my review videos of rucksacks and pouches and what have you. And I'm here with, I'm going to call him a friend because he just bought me a coffee and, you know, he's a lovely chap, Andy McCauley. And we're just going to have a chat about bags and waterproof cases that are aimed at photographers. So, Andy, we are stood in front of pouches for all sizes of cameras, from point and shoot to SLRs. Tell me a little bit about the technical side of things. You know, what do you want everyone to know about your stuff?
Okay, thanks, Giles. Something we've seen at Aquapack over the last 3 or 4 years is an explosion in photography and the number of pro amateurs wanting to take cameras in, on holiday and outside. And our growth in camera case sales has been astronomical. So now we have a range of six camera cases whereby you can put any camera inside them, take them in the water, underwater, take photographs through them, and they're all guaranteed waterproof. We're stood here looking at our range of the six, and we've got everything from a mini point and shoot camera case, which has a soft material through which you can take photographs, right up to an SLR case, which will take APS sensor SLRs. It won't take the big boys like the E1, the D1, yeah. But it'll fit all pro amateur cameras. Again, you can take photographs through those. And for 2011, Acropac has diversified slightly, and now we have a range of padded waterproof carrying cases for cameras, which is something very new for us. They use a roll down system on the top, much like a traditional dry bag.
And very much for those listening that have seen the video, it's the same fastening system as on the wet and dry rucksack.
Exactly, yeah. same mm-hmm. same roll down. But these use a really ruggedized TPU nylon material, which is waterproof. And inside all of them, it's got really thick foam padding.
So really sturdy, and the stitching as well, which is worth mentioning, because what we've got here, you've got like a clear pocket with the surround with the stitching. And I'm going to put this in layman's terms. I know you know all the technical, but it's such a silly thing to talk about stitching, but when you're reaching in to the bag and pulling stuff out, you might be on holiday and every day you're doing that, it makes a heck of a difference. Now, people have heard me talking about how if I don't want to take my kit cases, I'm going to be using bags like the wet and dry bag that I reviewed recently. You've taken the step that kind of cuts out the need for me to put a padded camera bag into a waterproof case.
Absolutely.
So tell me what we're looking at here with this specific bag then.
Okay, what we're looking at here is our largest of the three the padded camera cases. And this is sized to take any SLR and a lens of up to around 200 millimeters long. I'm not talking 200 millimeters focal length. Mm-hmm. And it's got another pocket there for a flash or a charger or whatever you want. And it's roughly the size, I don't know what you call that, really, a lady's handbag size.
You right. I like your reference, the fact that you immediately thought of that.
Yeah, I'm a bag guy. What do you think?
It's a man bag size.
It's a man
is that what
bag
you're saying?
Size.
No,
yes.
I mean, in terms of when it's folded down, we're looking at, it's just under 12 inches top to bottom. And
yeah, it's 12 inches top to bottom. The depth
across.
Is 6. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not huge.
So it's not huge, but if you're only wanting an SLR and your charger, some spare batteries or memory cards or what have you, yep. It's going to do the job. And what does that come with, a shoulder strap? And
well, this comes with a shoulder strap and a belt, so it works like a holster. So it's holstered to your hip or to the small of your back during activity. So you can run with this and it doesn't bounce all over the place. Mm-hmm. You could cycle, it doesn't bounce around. And it's got two lash tabs, front and back. So you can tie it down to the deck of a kayak. Mm-hmm. It'll stay there during storms or whatever.
And those are a kind of a standard sort of width, those?
Yeah, they'll take an inch and a half webbing through those.
Yeah. Which is, as you say, stuff. You get that in any outdoor shop and what have you. So
exactly.
Is it the same, the fastening? Is it a three-roll fastening or is it only a couple on
three
that?
Three or more, okay. Just to guarantee it. We also have inside here, I'm showing Giles, like a freezer bag seal, which is... It's basically a peace of mind thing. You know, if you've got that sealed all the way along there, it's going to help with folding. You get a nice crisp seal.
Because people that will have watched my PDA case review last year will know that on that particular case, it had your... And we're looking at a similar thing on these smaller pouches. It has those sort of clasps where you flick the switch across.
Absolutely right,
So, like you say, peace of mind. If you want to shut something and then fasten it again.
Yep.
Let's, if we can, take a look at some other products, because those are very specific to photography in terms of cameras and what you're going to transport your cameras in. Incidentally, those cases are submersible to 5 meters, 15
That's
feet.
That's right, yeah.
And is that the same up to the SLR?
Yes,
one as well?
We say 5 meters basically because that's beyond that you couldn't use a camera in a soft case.
Sure.
Too much pressure, too much going on.
Okay, cool. So if we... Look at what else you've got on the stand here, and you know the point of sale stuff that's around here. The pictures, we've got map cases, we've got iPod pouches. In fact, tell me about your new pouches, because we're talking about these earlier that are aimed at iPods. But of course, there's always that problem that when, for example, if I'm on location, I'm taking my iPod. Sometimes, okay, there's music, but if I want to show people a video, if I'm setting something up and I want to say, look, this is what we did with the last one, this is the kind of thing. If you're wanting to listen, you've got the issue of having your headphones coming through the pouch. So one of these that you showed me earlier, which was the one that's in front of us here, tell me a bit about this, because it's a new design.
It is a new design. It's a new concept for AquaPack. You're possibly familiar with the traditional submersible AquaPack cases where they have a hard clamp and a lever system to close them. But what we've done now is introduce what we call a stormproof range, which is essentially a buckled dry bag, but the size of a phone. So like the backpack review that you did, three rolls down, seals your phone or your iPod or your PDA inside, and it's waterproof. Mm. The exception is the iPod case, where we have a rain flap in the back of it. So basically you can feed your headphone wire into the case under this flap, and as long as you hold the case in the correct orientation from the neck cord or from a carabiner or clip to your belt, then the rain will run down and off the rain flap, and your iPod will be absolutely fine.
And it's such a simple design. That's the thing. And people listening will know, if they've checked out my blog, that especially when we're talking technical, whether it's photography equipment, whether it's outdoor kit, it's all very well having a brilliant idea, but often the simple ones are the ones, and I'm a big fan of simple stuff. If it works, why complicate matters? And they're, you know, much aside from that, they're lovely colours. They're nice. You're not going to lose that. It's bright orange, and it's just what it needs to be.
That's exactly what we wanted. Something that was simple, so you can walk into your outdoor store and go, oh, I understand what that is. All I have to do is roll it, and my phone is waterproof, and away I go.
That's brilliant.
Simple.
And what we've got behind us here, just to kind of finish off on a few things, we've got other things like, what have we got over here? Video camera sort of pouches, or, you know, this sort of thing. But are these the ones that are aimed at flip cameras, which people that are into their photography will know that flip cameras have, and you know, and people that want to upload to YouTube, you're smiling because you know what I'm going to say. They've had phenomenal success, and AquaPack have produced a product that are suitably going to protect those specific cameras, and they're still going to be 100% functional, and that's a key thing.
Yeah, I mean, Flip came to us, which is always nice, and they said, look, they know our reputation, so we've actually designed two cases for them for their Mino and Ultra cameras, so, you know, people can take their cameras out on the surf or to the pool. It's aimed at families with kids, basically, so our packaging has pictures of families with kids on them.
We like photographs.
Yeah, we love
them. They always draw people in.
And they're selling really well. I mean, the flip cameras exploded in the last couple of years, which the sales are phenomenal.
And but that just goes to show, I mean, we've got sort of the range around us, and we've got everything from very small pouches for iPhones and for iPods, this sort of thing, little bit, you know, flip recorders. Then right next to us here, we've got what you might refer to as a standard stuff sack, in terms of it's a good watertight kit bag which you can chuck on your kayak or chuck on your, you know, your boat, or if you're just traveling up country, if you're going to see some mates up, you know, you just want something to protect your clothes. You know, it doesn't have to be technical to do with, you know, certain things. Now, you're probably, you know your market, you know what these are aimed at. Are these more to do with people that want to store ropes and climbing kits, or?
No, absolutely not. These are all usable bags. They're designed with a person in mind. So we've taken the traditional roll-top dry bag, and we've looked at how people interact with them. And so on these three, we've built in two straps so it can be worn as a backpack. Or there's a waist strap built in here, but that also doubles up as a sealing system. So if you don't want to wear it on your bag, you can use that as compression straps. And inside each of these bags, there's two sections. We have a midsection in there, so you can keep your wet clothes and your dry clothes separate, or your smelly socks away from your clean socks, or whatever.
And just to kind of give listeners an idea of sort of size, the one we've got here is a 15 litre. People that are familiar with Camelback and similar water sort of what's the word I'm looking for
hydration
packs, thank you. It's kind of similar size, so people that want to, you know, that sort of size. And it's amazing what you can get in a 15 litre sack. But the beauty is that they're so simple, and they've got these attachments on the front, again, to do with the webbing straps. You can put stuff on there, and it's all just light and, you know, functional. That's a key thing. So hopefully that's given listeners an idea of, you know, Aquapack and what you guys have got to offer. I'm going to put links in the show notes. No doubt before long there will be more reviews coming up. We've been talking about the Keswick Mountain Festival, which is coming up later in the year. That should be really exciting. Links in the show notes. Anyone that's got any questions, of course, they, you know, should have a chat to me on the comment section on the blog. They can send emails, giles@theactivephotographer.com. And Andy, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure, Giles. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So, something a little bit different on today's show to tie in with my visits to London. But you know me, I like to spread the good word, especially where great and useful products are concerned. You can check out the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, of course, check me out on Twitter, at Giles Babbage, or have a look at my Facebook page, Giles Babbage Photography, or of course send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, and I will speak to you all very soon.